Well, you have to have been in missions for many, many years and to travel to missions so that you understand what colleagues in the field do. And this is extraordinary in many ways. The time doesn't suffice in order to describe it with regard to the passion and dedication of police officers, but also with regard to the hardships and the risks that they take for protecting communities they serve.
Some of these police officers are working in very difficult environments. Can you give me an example of one you visited and the dangers people are facing?
Well, take three, Mali, the Central African Republic and Somalia, and go to these places. Go to a place in northern Mali where the environmental conditions include temperatures, daylight temperatures beyond 50 degrees Celsius, where water is a scarce resource, or where every natural disaster can add to the threat of violent extremism and terrorism, but where we try to establish conditions where communities are able to find their policing model that they would like to have and which is acceptable for the overall peace process. This is not easy. They work under dire conditions. Go into the situation in Bangui or other places, Kagabandoro in the Central African Republic, and see under which conditions our police officers work together with their military and civilian colleagues, and it's true hardship, and I admire their passion and dedication to do that.
To what extent are the police officers warmly welcomed by local communities?
They are warmly welcomed as they and to the extent they are able to support their needs. Local communities need security. They need a protection against abuse of human rights. They suffer from untold and really horrible consequences of conflict and war, and they see police coming from all over the world and taking care of their needs until such time that the host state itself can do that, which is a very, very difficult and challenging exercise.
Is there a clash of policing cultures?
I wouldn't name it a clash, because clash sounds violent and violence has nothing to do with police. But there are huge differences because we are police organizations from all over the world and we learn to work together. That in practical details that works immediately because we all have a understanding of passion and dedication to work for communities. But when it comes to giving advice in specialized areas, this is challenging because the development of every police all over the world is different. And this is why we harmonize this on the United Nations level through a policy framework that we name the Strategic Guidance Framework, which defines what is international United Nations policing. And that we bring to our colleagues and that we expect them to bring into the host countries from where then local development of policing happens.